neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Birkat Ilanot, it's possible to observe this mitzvah at night in case somebody didn't have a chance to observe this mitzvah in the morning. It is permitted to observe the mitzvah in the light of regular light instead of sun during the day. And also the mitzvah must be observed on fruit trees. But in case one was not aware, so he recited the bracha on trees that they don't give fruits, so he doesn't need to repeat the bracha. So then the mitzvah will be accepted, because we have a general rule that any time that we have doubts in repeating the bracha will be considered as a lenient way. The safek berachot lehagel. So in case when they recite the bracha, they weren't sure that this is a fruit tree or not, and they did observe the mitzvah, they don't need to repeat the bracha in some other trees. And also the trees that are murkab, peivandi, one should not observe the mitzvah on these trees, because the trees that they are grown in such a way that it was not the original plan of Ribono Shel Olam, like oranges, that Hashem did not create oranges. This came about by mixing the trees by human being. So Bikai Lanot should not be observed on the trees that there are murkab. But trees that there are murkab, they are peivandi, because it was not the will of Hashem that these trees to come to being. Yeah, lemon is fine. Lemon, etrog, but the other trees that are mixture like apple, pear, and so on.
Apple also?
No. The mixture of the apple and the pear and so on, Birkat Ilanot should not be observed on this type of trees.
Koilani shamote, halel ko halelu ko, koilani shamo, nishamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.